maple and poplar, elm tree.
Do they have sugar maple?
Sugar maple.
When you have several sugar, you call them sugar maple or hard maple?
We call it sugar maple.
And what about a number of these if they're growing together?
Well, we don't have them. I guess it's a maple orchard.
All right. And the kind of a tree that George Washington chopped down?
Cherry tree.
And this is a kind of a bush that might get 10, 15 feet tall and gets very bright red in the early in the fall. Some people are allergic to it. They get kind of berries on it. Sue or shoe?
Oh, sumac.
Yeah. How would I have described that to make it so you would have grasped it right away?
I don't know.
It's hard.
I don't know how you would.
What other kind of poisonous vine or things that cause a allergy? You know, kind of vines.
There's poison oak and poison ivy, and. I've forgotten.
Kinds of berries that you make shortcake with.
Huckleberries.
Yeah, or the big red, the kind we eat in the
strawberries.
One. Yeah, and the kind that have the kind of lumps on them.
Blackberries, raspberry.
Yeah, and then they say, out in the woods with some children, they say, better be careful because some of these berries are
poisonous.
Yeah, and now we were talking before about the redbud, and I was asking you about a couple of other trees, if it was like
an azalea.
The kind of, they have a festival up in Roan
Mountain. Laurel. Azalea.
Yeah, and then they have a festival at Roan Mountain every fall for the
rhododendron.
Yeah. And now, what's the difference between a laurel and an ivy?
Ivy? An ivy is a climb, is a vine that climbs, and a laurel is a shrub, a woody shrub. And
okay. What about the kind of a something like a rhododendron that has big white flowers?
A magnolia.
Yeah. Is a cucumber tree something else? Does a magnolia have things that look like cucumbers?
A magnolia has things that look like cucumber, but I thought a cucumber tree was closer to a poplar tree.
Mm.
A poplar tree, the seed is grows in something like a cucumber.
I see. Now, if you're talking about the people who brought you up, you'd say they were your
parents, yeah. People who raised me.
Sure. And the male was your
father,
and the female
mother.
And what'd you call your father when you were a child?
Daddy.
And your mother.
And mama.
Right. And a woman whose husband is dead is a
widow.
And a woman might say, now I must ask my
husband.
And she would say, I have to ask my
husband.
And he would say, I have to ask my
wife. Now, around here, some people say, I have to ask my woman.
Okay. And what would a woman say?
My man.
Okay. Now, what about your parents' parents? What did you call them?
We said grandmother and grandfather. And we were the only ones around that had to say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
all
it was
right.
such a big mouthful, but I'm glad uh-huh. that now that I did, because my little granddaughter calls me grandmother and I like it.
Okay. Now, the thing you put up, it's like a mobile crib, really. It has four wheels and a hood on it, and you push a baby in it.
And stroller, perambulator.
Yeah. If you're going to call it a baby something.
Baby carriage.
All right. And when you take a baby out in that, you might say, I'm going to what the baby?
Well, what do you say? I've forgotten.
Well,